Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we're talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene, where it has two wheels or four, asphalt, dirt track racing, off-road, or park and shine. We'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted with a full hour, devoted to motorsports with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And I tell you, it's shocking how fast the year went. I have no idea where it all went, but we're going to have most of the gang in the house today, which is pretty cool. And then, of course, Haverland's going to join us by phone from New York. But great to kind of review what's gone on with the show in 2018 and maybe some of the plans for 2019. But want to get it started with RJ and with the racing calendar, which looks a little light, my man.
Yeah, I mean, not much is going on the ice, one thing, or this blizzard we're calling out here in Albuquerque. But, I mean, still great events going on, and once after the new year starts, we're going to have some great events coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get started with Albuquerque Dragway. What do we know?
Yeah, so the schedule is coming up soon. We had the Costas brothers on last week, and there's the Racing Award Banquets on Saturday, February 2nd in 2019. We could say that now.
Yep.
And it's Letta Casino with their schedule. Everything's going to be posted in the upcoming weeks, so kind of keep you posted, and we'll talk about that soon.
Yeah, and so we had them on last week, and we were talking about, like, over 40 events. And still they're adding like new events. I don't know how they do it. And of course, there was all that talk on the news about, Mesa del Sol getting started again and all that building out there. And immediately it started again. It was like, oh, is the track going to close? I swear that is the conversation every day. Is your local track going to close every day? And yet there's a brand new one being built down in Vado, New Mexico. It's going to be state of the art, and it doesn't look like they're going anywhere soon. So we'll keep you posted on what's closing and what's not. Speaking of closing, what's going on at Sandia Motor Speedway?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. So at Sandia Motor Speedway, so their upcoming events are all going to be 2019 great events coming up. So January 19th, 2019, their Time Attack, which will be from 11 to 3. They have on the 20th the track day, so following right after, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then the week after, the January 27th, it's the Sandia Speedway, the SARA, or the SARA Winter Series is still continuing on.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is, I mean, it's super cold today. I mean, it was like 12 degrees or something driving out here. And I was thinking about, because back east, they have a lot of ice racing.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, today would be the only day we could have really kind of done, well, actually yesterday more, because it's already sun's out. It's gonna be gone. But getting into some ice racing, that would be super cool. But yeah, the dirt schedule is already out on Facebook for Sandia Motor Speedway. The big thing on the horizon, of course, is the Super Nationals Expo New Mexico, January 25th, 26th, and 27th. And so it is on the week between the playoffs and the Super Bowl this year. So absolutely no reason to be there. Tickets are available. You mentioned this show and buy two tickets. You get $5 off and you get a free Yearwood t-shirt. So you want to go over there and check that out. That's either location. You also want to get your parts ready to get the season started. But talk a little bit about Super Nationals. I mean, that's where we met last year, RJ. And then, you know, you've been showing up every week since.
It kind of started off from there. I'm talking to Brooklyn in a class. I just needed an interview, really. I wanted to talk to a guy in radio, someone I was, you know, looking forward to having sharing experience with. And I told you right away, like, I wish I knew more about cars, and kind of hooked on and figured out, hey, this is working out.
Let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, you kind of got thrown into this crazy world. We know you're a football guy. I apologize. We're going to crush you this weekend.
It works out. Don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs, we have to win. What is it with the Chiefs? We always have to back into anything, right? We play better when we back in than when we get home field advantage. So, I don't know. In a way, I want you guys to kind of maybe punk us. You know, and then all of a sudden,
always get momentum.
Hey, you got to understand, if I give you the, you know, I mean, Denny Hamlin has never really won anything since I picked him to win 2010, you know, win the championship. And I say that loosely, you know, but.
Even though it's fact.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, you did a couple of articles for the magazine this year, Route 66. I mean, your first article was actually on street racing. And I remember you saying, yeah, I don't really know much about it. You know, we've been working on you because you said your favorite car is one that starts and it has four wheels.
Four tires and an engine, baby.
Four tires and an engine. And I think that's evolved. You know, you start to feel, but all the way to, doing a nice piece on Evel Knievel, and then, of course, on the pod racing. And, you know, of course, it was cool that was a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, they had that whole Star Wars theme. I mean, what a neat event is going on here in Albuquerque. And weren't you just telling me the other day that you just bought, or just a few minutes ago, that you guys bought, about your nephew or something, a pod?
Yeah, so my family, of course, like, helped me out kind of with the articles and everything. I took him to an event, and we bought him, you know, just like a little handheld one last year, and got a big heavy-duty one this year for him. So already knows two tricks, and already got it stuck in a tree twice. So there's a good medium in between. But, hey, it's having fun, and just seeing how fast that one, without any, like, repairs or any, like, modifications can go, let alone, you know, these professionals, how they, you know, control theirs. It's just an amazing thing to see.
Well, and of course, coming up, we're going to have Brooklyn and Spencer here as well, because conversation I'd love to have is local racers, local teams, because you're just talking about, you know, getting it caught in the tree twice. That's one of the things about local racing. You see all the wrecks and everybody, you know, when you watch NASCAR, it's like, I love seeing the wrecks and everything. That's my favorite part. But as a local racer, you got to protect that equipment. Okay. You know, that's one of the first things he's going to have to learn is, like, he tears up the equipment, all the excitement's gone.
We already got new propellers and everything already ordered. It's hilarious. But I was saying, like, you know, Albuquerque drivers, not known for being the best, especially with this ice and weather. I mean, see, everyone, we were talking about going 15 miles per hour on the way here. It's like, we could speed up a little bit, guys. Come on.
Yeah, well, and it's that black ice thing, right? You know, and so, but what it is, and I don't even want to digress into Albuquerque drivers, but they suck. But anyway, let's get back to talking a little bit about Super Nationals. Of course, the 28th annual Super Nationals, Friday, January 25th. Through Sunday the 27th at Expo New Mexico. And I tell you, over 120 vehicles are going to be a part of it, including they bring in a bunch of show cars, and it's going to be really cool. But if you wanted to enter your own car, the applications are going to be out. You get a t-shirt and a dash plaque, and of course, you get everybody to come by and take a cool, you know, good look at your vehicle. Of course, you can check it out on Facebook, where you can get an application, but you definitely want to check that out. And, looking forward to it. I don't know who the special guest is going to be, but we've had Henry Winkler on this show. We've had, Bruce Patrick. Now, all of a sudden my mind just went, but, Eddie Munster. Let's just call it Eddie Munster. And, Butch Patrick. There you go. I don't know where that went, but I was thinking about, cause the other day I was on, we were talking, real estate, famous houses that, are for sale. And of course the Beverly Hillbillies house is available for just a little $300 million. Of course, you know, the Brady Bunch house, has been for sale. But the one that I want is the house from the Munsters.
All right.
See, now I think it was all built on a stage. I don't think it was a real house. But could you imagine, I mean, having that house or, I was showing a house the other day. It had six garages, you know. Two of them had lifts, and there was, like, separate, like, living, you know, areas as well. So you could, you know, kind of divide it up. But anyway, I digress. Just want to remind everybody, the rest of this, this week until the, end of the year, Yearwood's been celebrating 50 years. It'll be 51 years. And of course, Albuquerque Dragway is going to be, 56 years, in business. And one for the Costa brothers. Sometimes I wonder where we would be in New Mexico as far as racing. So make sure you go out and support those businesses. Check abqdragway.com for the new schedule. And, of course, swing by either Yearwood at 341 Eubank or 9674 Eagle Ranch Road here on the west side. All right, on the other side, we're going to have the whole game. We're going to have John Haverland joining us from New York. Hey, we want to find out what the heck the hype was over Formula E that started last weekend. Did anybody know? You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio,
117 the team.
All right.
ESPN Radio 1017 the team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
Burdened by the tax man? Is the IRS threatening to take your house, car, and money? That harassment can be overwhelming. We know. We are a group of former IRS employees and protégés. Let us use our knowledge and experience to set you free from IRS annoyance. We sell secrets. We are a local firm. No 1-800 number. No online application. If you owe over $25,000, simply come in for a no-obligation evaluation. We can help rectify your situation. The Becetta Group, 462-9090. That's 462-9090.
At every Twin Peaks, you'll find wall-to-wall TVs, scratch food, and the signature 29-degree beer, served by the best-in-class Twin Peaks girls. Welcome to your new local spot for sports and scenic views. Finally, the NBA and hockey are back. Get to Twin Peaks for every hoop and hard-hitting hockey game this season. Twin Peaks is the best place for all things hoops and hockey. Twin Peaks. Eats. Drinks. Scenic views.
Happy New Year from your friends at Water Extraction Experts. Now is a great time to stay home, sit by the fire, and stay warm. It's also the time for pesky pipes to freeze. If you have an unfortunate flood or fire in your home or business, please think about your friends at Water Extraction Experts. Their promise to you is to provide service within the hour and to provide restoration to your home immediately. Locally owned and operated, Water Extraction Experts are five-star preferred per Google and Yelp. Why call anyone else? Unfortunate flood, fire, or mold? Think WaterExtractionExperts.com.
It's the season of speed at Alfa Romeo of Albuquerque. Yes, you can drive a luxury vehicle at an affordable price. Lease the fun-to-drive 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia from just $349 a month. More included features than any other premium sedans. Or dare to be different. Drive this beautiful 2018 all-wheel drive Stelvio SUV from just $349 a month. Alfa Romeo offers Italian styling and sports car performance. Come see them all today at Alfa Romeo of Albuquerque. San Mateo, Atasuna.
36-month lease, 10,000 miles a year, 4843-6139. Do it signing plus TTL and lease fees. See dealer for details.
A juicy half-pound brisket patty alongside a crimini mushroom patty topped with chipotle mayo, green chili, aged white cheddar, bacon, fried egg, and an heirloom tomato paired with the tasty Toltec IPA. It's the Toltec Royale, James Beard Award winner only at Toltec Brewing.
The Crown Room invites you to celebrate New Year's Eve in elegance and style Monday, December 31st with an amazing menu for only $59.99. Dine from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., then ring in the new year in the lounge till 1 a.m. The Crown Room, inside Casino at the Downs.
Attention baseball fans. The Albuquerque Baseball Academy is proud to host their Dinner with the Pros fundraiser. Current Major Leaguers Alex Bregman of the Astros, Blake Swihart with the Red Sox, and Mitch Garver with the Twins will all be there. Everyone is welcome at this fundraiser to assist players and families of ABA. Enjoy a great dinner, raffle, silent and live auction, and more with Alex Bregman, Blake Swihart, and Mitch Garver. And support a great cause on Sunday, January 13th. Visit ababaseball.com. That's ababaseball.com.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Joey Logano, driver at number 22 Shell Penzel Ford, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque 1017 the team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Gearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 1017, the team. And joining me in the studio is Brooklyn Green, recently graduated from UNM. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And Spencer Hill, due to graduate in May. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, doing great. Doing great, Dave.
Well, that was very polite of you. You waited for Brooklyn to go first.
That's radio courtesy, you know.
I was going to say, on the racetrack, you don't have the same courtesy.
No.
You would have spun her just to get her out of the way.
No, you got
to
be a bully on the racetrack.
All right. And joining us, actually, from New York is John Haverland. How are you doing this morning, John?
I'm well. Thank you for having me on this morning, Dave, and look forward to talking
with you and Brooklyn and Spencer.
Absolutely. Hey, wanted to start off with kind of the auspicious start to Formula E last weekend. I know you had a great opportunity to go out when it was there in Long Island and check it out. Talk a little bit about what we are missing and why we should be watching Formula E.
Yeah, so Formula E just had their first race of the 2018/2019 season in Saudi Arabia about 2 weeks ago. And Antonio Felix da Costa won the race. It was his second career win. And it was a bit of a landmark victory, really, because it was the first for the BMW Andretti Motorsport team. And that team it's a fully manufacturer-backed entry. And I think that brings a little bit of excitement maybe to those who are American race fans, seeing the Andretti name going to victory lane in a country very far away from here. Obviously, they're not in Formula One, but there is Formula E, the electric-based series, and yeah, that was the first win for the team.
So was it kind of odd, or did they do it on purpose to have the first race, basically the basin of petroleum? You know, I mean, the world's, you know, supply of petroleum and basically the basis of their economy to actually take, you know, a full battery, you know, as a matter of fact, now it can run, you know, the whole race on one battery. Was there any particular reasoning for that?
You know, I hadn't thought about that, actually. That's an interesting point, although there could be some truth to that, but I don't think there's anything to that in particular, but they do, like, just the nature of the series is that they just want to race in major cities, so that's why they're able to race in New York and Hong Kong and Rome and cities like that. I think they're just trying to expand their outreach and get different types of fans.
Well, Brooklyn or Spencer, either one of you want to jump in. I mean, as a younger person, and I know that you guys are much concerned about the carbon footprint and everything. How do you balance still burning up a bunch of petroleum to get out on the racetrack and kind of balance where things are going with your love for the smell of racing and basically the power that you feel?
I guess I should probably let Brooklyn answer this one first before I totally destroy it. But for me, I don't know. I don't buy into the whole electric thing as much as everybody else because I don't know. I'm not 100% sold on it yet.
Right.
I still love that true feel of a combustion engine. And it just, I don't know. Electric, it's a cool concept. The technology's cool in it. But I think it's more of a niche market right now. I really don't know how much energy we're actually saving with those because I would have to imagine it leaves quite a carbon footprint trying to produce all of that.
Right.
But for me, nothing beats a V8 engine just roaring down the racetrack. I mean, I feel like we're always missing something when we go to electric. It's like racing an RC car, I feel like, to me.
Yeah. Well, in Brooklyn, you had, came up through quarter midgets, which you don't quite have the rumble that you have. And so I think a lot of times that, as a kid, also, it's just, I mean, the driving experience. I mean, and you've got to admit that they are pretty cool looking. Okay. And the driving experience has got to be pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple quarter midgets out there that had a nice rumble, like the World Formula Motor. And personally, I was like, I want to race that one because it's loud and it smells good. So
wow.
That smell is like my favorite smell. So
we got to get you in a sprint car, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Yeah, favorite smell. So, and now we're going to be on online or I guess on social media at some point, we're going to be able to smell stuff. So, I mean, yeah. Oh, anyway, I digress. So, John, talk a little bit about, I mean, before we kind of, start to break down some of the things in the big stories of the 2018 season, talk a little bit about kind of the state of where NASCAR is right now.
I think a lot of people would say that it's in a bit of a transitional period, or maybe it's still kind of on a decline. The attendance is still not where it once was. The TV ratings continue to dip. So I think there's a lot of things that NASCAR needs to look at to try to get those things back up. I don't think it'll ever quite be at the peak it had maybe in the early 2000s, but I think there's definitely room for improvement. It's been a struggle, honestly, keeping sponsors in the series or keeping, people in tune to watch the races. There's been talk about, maybe we should shorten these races and you know, that conversation led to the implementation of the stage racing. So there's been a lot of things that NASCAR has been looking at to try to, you know, regain some popularity, because it's definitely dipped over the last couple of years.
Well, and also talk about, you know, kind of the chain of command there. They've had, you know, a shake up with you, but even following the story on the DWI story, and of course, you know, with Jim France, you know, stepping in, kind of taking over. Talk a little bit about that. Just kind of the state of you know, the hierarchy. You know, I mean, who's in charge of the sport now?
Yeah, you kind of hit the nail on the head there. Obviously, Brian France has stepped away from, or he's been removed from NASCAR for an indefinite amount of time. He still has a pending court date next month. I believe it's January 18th, and he's expected to be out in Sag Harbor court. As for Jim France, yeah, he's currently the CEO of NASCAR, and he has that role, and he's not very, he kind of does things not in the public eye. He likes to be behind the scenes, you know, similar to the way he's operated the IMSA Sports Car Series. So he's right now the top guy at NASCAR, and a few months ago, Steve Phelps became the president of NASCAR, and Brent Dewar has been brought to a different role within NASCAR. So there are some things being shaken up a little bit at the top regarding leadership and that sort of thing.
So, Brooklyn, I'm going to ask you to jump in, because I know that your ultimate goal is to get involved with NASCAR. As you know, coming out of college, and you know, you've spent all this time getting yourself ready for a career. What are your thoughts on kind of where NASCAR is, and maybe your excitement or trepidation in finding a job in the industry?
Well, it hasn't been easy. I've applied for multiple things within NASCAR, and no luck yet. The more people that I talk to, because I have some connections out there, it's kind of like, we're going to try out this new thing. We're going to get a completely new team. We're going to try all new media rights. We're going to try everything new. So with some people that I've talked to, they're really trying to kind of mix it up, kind of go along with the times, kind of get more into on the phone and stuff, kind of that thing, rather than, I mean, they're trying to definitely modernize things in NASCAR. So I still think that there's my dream hasn't changed, you know, so I'm willing to go along with the times as well. So,
well, and you have a nice New Mexico connection there.
Yeah.
Through Caitlin Shaw. We've had her on the show. And Spencer is being on the other side, where trying to break in as a driver and the whole economics. And we just keep coming back to this whole economic model, you know, for everything. I mean, what's your frustration as clearly a driver with some talent, and you just can't get a look?
Wow, some talent. That I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, but, you're going to leave me $5, right?
Yeah, I'll leave the money under the table. No, you know, this offseason has been wonderful, actually, because this is the first time where I actually know exactly what I'm doing next year. And I'm actually happy to announce that I'm going to be running a sprint car full-time next season with SEH Motorsports. So this has been the first offseason where I'm actually kind of relaxed for once. I'm not constantly searching for a ride for I'm not having to worry a whole lot about the whole financial side of things. I'm still trying to worry about it a little bit on the side, but that team's been really, really good to me, and I'm really excited to see what happens next. And as far as the asphalt side of NASCAR, you know, as much as I want to make it to the top of NASCAR, I wouldn't mind, you know, making it to World of Outlaws, Power Eye, Midgets, even USAC National Sprint Car Series. Because the love for dirt is definitely there.
Well, and to you know, just because you know, you kind of talked about it. What are your thoughts on Brett Moffitt? I mean, winning a championship and then not having a ride.
I think it just goes to show exactly where we are in the sport. It's so money driven right now. Talent only means so much, and it's sad to say that, but it is kind of it's the way things work right now. It's sad. I hope Brett gets a ride soon. But unfortunately, the reality of things is it's going to be one heck of a ride to get there.
And so that's the one guy that doesn't have the comfort level of knowing what's coming next. All right, you're going to know what's coming next, because on the other side, of course, we're going to talk some more about some of the big stories of 2018. We're going to have John, you know, stick with us as long as he can. Think another segment. But you've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Good is love and peace on earth when it's excluded.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Joey Logano, driver at number 22 Shell Penzo Ford, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque 1017 The Team.
Are you an investor, pre-retiree, retiree, or business owner? If so, you may be wondering how the recent passing of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act may impact you. This tax reform is the most sweeping update to the U.S. tax code in more than 30 years. If you would like to review your current financial plan and discuss how this act may affect you, call Oxford Wealth Advisors at 891-9800. That's 891-9800.
Sign up now for I-9 Sports Leagues, offering age-appropriate instructions that's fun for kids and convenient for parents. Their leagues are geared towards sportsmanship, equal playing time, and no tryouts. I-9 knows your schedule is hectic. That's why the commitment to I-9 is once a week. You practice before the game and immediately implement what your child has learned. Sign up for flag football, cheer, basketball, soccer, t-ball, lacrosse, and volleyball. Ages 3 to 14, boys and girls. Register at i9sports.com. That's i9sports.com. I-9, fostering the love of the game.
There's a chill in the air, and that means Dreamstyle Remodeling's fall sale on stoves and fireplace inserts is here. Choose from gas, pellet, and wood stoves by Blaze King, EPA rated number one, plus Lopi, Enviro, and Cozy Heat. Get up to $650 off select stoves and inserts, plus military, teacher, and first responder discounts with easy financing. Save on heat now at Dreamstyle Remodeling, 1460 Renaissance across from Sam's Club, and our heat source location at 1519 Eubank.
Hi, I'm Eric Spurlock of Eric Spurlock Custom Home Design. Let me help you design your dream home or renovate your current home. Our award-winning designs will rival your favorite design shows and magazines. Whether it's a whole home, bathroom, kitchen, man cave, or sports bar, let me assist you with your projects. For over three decades, we have been helping people like you design and build their award-winning dreams. Visit us at ericspurlock.com. Once again, that's ericspurlock.com.
Fresh figs stuffed with gorgonzola, wrapped in prosciutto and grilled, finished with a port wine reduction. Or maybe fresh swordfish grilled, served on butternut squash risotto topped with fresh fennel relish. Or maybe authentic chicken cacciatore is more your style. Paisano's Italian Restaurant is the only Italian restaurant where you can get a pizza, pasta dish, or even a sandwich that's wheat and gluten-free. If you can't tolerate wheat or gluten, I'll bet it's been a long time since you've had a great Italian meal. I'm Rick Camuglia, and I'm like you. That's why I've created special wheat and gluten-free items here at Paisano's. Satisfy your craving for authentic Italian cuisine now at Paisano's. Eat at a real Italian restaurant. Eat at Paisano's on Eubank. Paisano's authentic Italian cuisine starts at just $5.95. You'll spend more than that at a burger joint's drive-up window. Paisano's Italian Restaurant on Eubank at Indian School. If quality matters to you, it's got to be Paisano's Italian Restaurant.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. So I don't know if we played the Joey Logano liner twice, as a passive aggressive thing, because I know that both of you guys are not big fans of Joey Logano, and so I'm gonna get John back on the line. I thought I might start with you guys, Joey Logano haters, you know, well, I'm not gonna ask you why you hate Joey Logano, but I'm gonna ask you, do you have some respect for the fact that he won a championship, or is it just no respect?
Oh heck yeah, I have a ton of respect for Joey Logano. I really don't hate him that much, I guess. It's just, I guess if it was between one of my dirt guys or Joey for the win, I'm definitely rooting for one of the dirt guys. But no, Joey's a great guy in person, which is funny because a lot of the people that everyone hates
right.
is actually like a super good guy. I mean, you look at Kyle Busch, Joey yeah. Logano, Kurt Busch, all great guys in person, but a lot of people just hate him on the track. So it's kind of funny how that works.
Right.
I'm sure John could vouch for that one.
What do you think, Brooklyn?
I mean, yeah, he's a good driver, but that doesn't make me like him anymore. So, I mean, how do you know they're a good guy, Spencer? Did you hang out with them?
I have talked to them.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
A little bit.
Man, that was harsh. Hey,
I'm just kidding.
John, save the show.
Damn, Brooklyn's checking my credentials.
What do you think of that championship run?
Well, so I don't hang out with them individually, but they do.
Come on, John.
They definitely do a lot of charity work and all that sort of thing. So I would like to think that they're all good guys as well.
Well, and I mean, Kyle Busch is probably the perfect example, right? I mean, you know, I always talk about how much I can't stand Kyle Busch, but I think it's a persona. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you look at the other side, Samantha is as sweet as can be, you know, and off, you know, when he's not, you know, on the track or whatever, I mean, this guy's doing a lot of good. And so it's just, I don't know if somebody's got to wear the black hat, and maybe he's decided, you know, it's going to be me. That's to you, John.
I agree. I have no evidence to back this up whatsoever, but I do think Kyle Busch's, you know, his hard-nosed personality, I do think it's like a little bit of an act that he kind of has just for the public eye, you know, so people think that maybe he's, I don't know, like maybe the bad guy or the villain that everyone, you know, loves to hate. But then again, I don't have any evidence to back that up. So maybe he's just the way he is at the racetrack. I couldn't tell you what he's like, you know, when he's back at home and with his family, with his kids. So that's yeah. up for debate.
Yeah, the NASCAR season is awfully long, so he's probably not getting a whole lot of time back at home or anything like that. Talk about some of the big stories for 2018.
Yeah, so I think some of the bigger stories from 2018 aren't necessarily the best stories. I think the Brian France incident was a pretty big story. I think having Furniture Row Racing leaving the sport is a pretty big story. Having Lowe's depart the 48 team and Jimmy Johnson, another pretty big story. It's kind of a There's not that much positive to really talk about, honestly. I'd say maybe one of the positive things is, you know, NASCAR's been pushing the young talent. So we saw Chase Elliott win a few races this year. I think that's been pretty big. Obviously, Ryan Blaney won a race last year. He won the Roval this year. I think those guys are kind of expected to lead the way and get NASCAR back to popularity once again. But yeah, there's been a little bit more bad than good, but there has been some good nonetheless.
Well, and I think actually their change to the stage format, the playoffs. I mean, their ability to change midstream. I mean, because we were just talking off mic about other sports like the NFL. That you know they're not going to move the goalpost in the middle of the season, and so it's hard to judge as a fan from you know both the older formats to the new format. If you're wanting drama and you know late race, you know, I mean, you look at the Roval. I mean, for instance, I mean Jimmy Johnson needing to show that he's still viable, and he made it. He made a driver a rookie error by running into Martin Truex, and then you know Ryan Blaney steals the victory there. I mean, if you're wanting drama, there's been plenty of drama and a lot of great racing. Including the whole, I mean, you brought it up, the younger drivers versus the old drivers. Were Kyle Busch, of all people, defending the old drivers? I mean, not old by any stretch of the imagination. And so I would have to say that the biggest story for me really was Furniture Row walking away. And you have Barney Visser with his health issues, and he's a smart businessman. And, you know, he was doing it, you know, for his love, and you know, at some point he realizes maybe a little mortality. He realizes, hey, I got to spend more time with my family. I mean, those guys have reached the top. What a walk-off story it would have been if they would have won. They finished second in that race. And if it would have gone five more laps, I think we would have had a different winner because of the strategy and the way that the strategy plays out. But I'm going to have to go with that. What do you think, Spencer? Was that one of your biggest stories of the season?
I think there was a lot of good, a lot of bad. I think that was definitely one of the more sad stories of the year, was seeing Furniture Row Racing go away. But there is good stories coming up, too. Of course, Chase Elliott, he had a really good year. He's popular with fans. I think that he's going to be your most popular driver until he probably retires. I think he's going to just kind of take that candle away from Dale Jr. So you have that coming into the sport. You have a lot of new talent with some young guns coming in. Of course, a lot of eyes on Haley Deegan.
Yeah,
she's going to do great next season, I think, in the K&N series. And then you have other drivers like Natalie Decker, who just got a ride with Gilliland Racing over there in the truck series. So you have a lot of diversity coming in. You have a lot of, I think, new fans starting to get engaged with the sport, which is exactly what we need.
Yep.
We need kind of a turn of the hat with that. And then you also see a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, too, where it's just a lot of people are waiting for that hopeful schedule change coming up here in the next 2 years. I think 2019 is going to be a good year for NASCAR. I think the new Aero package is going to possibly bring in some more viewership, which is what the sport needs as well right now. And a lot of excitement. I'm excited to see where that sport goes next year. And I can tell you one thing. After I get home from the races on Saturday night, I'm going to be watching on the couch Sunday morning.
There you go. Hey, Brooklyn, talk a little bit about, he mentioned Haley Deegan. As a fan, I mean, do you still see it as male, female? I mean, because my mom drove a race car, so I've always had kind of this trouble, you know, being like, well, we need to see more women in the sport. Danica Patrick, I mean, really carved, I mean, away and made more young girls feel like, hey, I could make it at that level. Is that true for you, or was there other inspirations?
You know, Danica Patrick was always somebody that I looked up to. I mean, whether you like it or not, it's a female-male. It's a male-dominant sport, and it's great to see females doing it. I follow Haley Deegan on social media. I actually had messaged her to see if I could get her on the show once.
Awesome.
And I didn't get a reply, but still, I think she's doing great things, and I think it's great to see females up in the sport. I mean, that comes from the diversity. I mean, personally, I would love to try to work with the NASCAR diversity program and all that kind of stuff just to see if we can get some more viewers, like Spencer said. I mean, Bubba Wallace, all of those people, all the females, it's just great getting more diversity into the sport and getting more people to watch. And Haley Deegan, I think, can definitely do that because she has a pretty big fan base, not even in NASCAR yet,
yeah,
or the Cup Series.
Well, and I will have to say that even Kelly was nodding along there, and she didn't say much in the show. But, John, I know we've got you on a limited time, so I kind of wanted to bring the subject back to you. I mean, we talked about, you know, the state of NASCAR, state going forward. I just wanted to talk a little open wheel racing before we lose you. IndyCar has had some changes as well at the top. What changes could we potentially see in IndyCar for 2019?
Well, I think the first thing that stands out in my mind is that IndyCar has a pretty hefty schedule change. They're no longer going to be racing at Sonoma for the finale. They're going to be racing at Laguna Seca. IndyCar will be making its debut at the Circuit of the Americas, which obviously that's been the home of Formula
yep.
One since 2012. They're no longer at ISM Raceway. Obviously, they started racing at Portland last year. They're going to return there again this year. So I think there's been some schedule changes. I think there's been a little bit of talk. I forget what the exact numbers are, but I think it's like 12 road courses and 5 ovals. And I've heard a little, you know, chatter on Twitter that people want to see a few more ovals on the schedule. Obviously, there's still Indianapolis, still Iowa, Pocono. But, I'd say IndyCar is, they're trending upward. You know, they're gaining some popularity back. I feel like they're in a little bit of a renaissance. Television ratings are definitely not anywhere what we, you know, would see in NASCAR or anything like that, but they're, I think they're ticking upward, so that's a good sign for that sport.
Well, really appreciate you giving them some time this morning, and I know you got to head to the job that actually pays the bills, but looking forward to having you down at the Rolex 24 at the end of the month. What are your thoughts on road racing? I mean, is road racing going to maybe get a little bit of traction here soon?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of excitement around road racing. I think, honestly, I think Fernando Alonso has had something to do with it. Everyone's kind of wondering, oh, what's Fernando doing in 2019? Is he going to IndyCar? Is he going to sports cars? What's he doing? So he'll be at the Rolex 24, and so I believe he'll probably be running the 24 hours of Le Mans as well. And then obviously at Sebring, they'll have both the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Series, and they're going to have the World Endurance Championship. So that should be an exciting dual weekend down in Florida, and I think that's going to be pretty exciting for the fans.
Awesome. Well, hey, have a safe new year, and we'll talk to you on the other side, man.
All right, have a good happy new year, everyone, okay?
All right, you betcha. That was John Haberlin. Of course, he's our correspondent. He's out there covering the races for us. Bringing us a lot of different stuff. I mean, with Formula E, we finally got an FIA credential and went to a Formula One race. So now we're going to see if we could do some international, some world rally and different things. But we got a whole lot more coming up on the other side, including we're going to talk a little local racing. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hola, Albuquerque. Este es Tony Canan, el piloto del carro número 14 para ABC Supply AJ Foyt Racing. Está escuchando el New Mexico Motorsports Report con David Soap de la ESPN Radio 1017 de Team.
Toyotathon, the biggest event of the year, is happening now at Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque, your smart choice dealer with huge year-end savings. Make the smart choice by saving up to $2,500 off MSRP on new Corollas or lease for just $189 per month. How about getting up to $3,600 off MSRP on the awesome new 4Runners or lease for only $349 per month? Up to a whopping $4,700 off MSRP on the popular new RAV4s or just $199 per month lease. And gigantic savings of up to $5,000 off MSRP on our flagship new Avalons for only $379 per month lease. It truly is the best time of the year to come visit us or online at toyotaabq.com for all the details. But hurry in, as these fantastic deals are going fast. That's the Toyotathon event only at Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank at I-40, your smart choice dealer.
Do you have any time in between class to get a Laguna burger?
Definitely. I can really go for a Laguna burger.
Yeah, I want a Laguna burger too.
If you want to come, you got to say it right.
Fine. I want a Laguna burger too.
Stop by the newest world famous Laguna burger location, north of I-40 on 12th Street. Never frozen certified Angus beef, Hatch green chili. It's all fresh with a kick.
Laguna burger.
You want it right today. Get it done the Daniels way. Daniels, plumbing, heating, and air.
Thinking about replacing your old furnace? Then think Daniels. Payments as low as $69 on a brand new furnace installed. Daniels financing makes it affordable and easy. Daniels, your total home comfort experts. A proud authorized Bryant factory dealer. Trust your friends at Daniels for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Call Daniels today, 898-8860.
Stop by Black Mesa Casino for the Season of Giving, Sundays in December at 3, 5, and 7 p.m. for a chance to win up to $1,000. Don't miss 3x points every Friday and 10 times ticket entries on December 1st and 15th. See the Players Club for full details. The Full Moon Cash Grab happens December 22nd from 7 to 10 p.m. Don't miss your chance to grab up to $1,200 in cash. Fast cash drawings are December 4th, 10th, 18th, and 24th. Black Mesa Casino, where Albuquerque and Santa Fe meet.
Houston Wholesale Cars has won Best Used Car Dealership from Albuquerque the Magazine the last 7 years for a reason. They offer the very best clean, quality cars at the lowest possible prices. Their motto is shop smart, buy smart. Houston Wholesale is able to buy in volume, which enables them to sell in volume with a lower profit margin due to lower overhead. Houston Wholesale Cars, Albuquerque the Magazine's best of the city, 7 years running. Lomas near Washington. Visit HoustonWholesaleCars.com.
Hey, race fans. This is NASCAR team owner Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Swope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. And I want to take an opportunity to thank all the people that helped make this show happen. I mean, it all starts with Kelly showing up and pushing the buttons every Saturday morning. Of course, RJ joining the team and helping handle our calendar. But in the studio, two young people that have definitely spent a lot of time for little to no money, but definitely some thank yous. Brooklyn Green, internship, you know, come here. I mean, I remember you having to drive all the way from the South Valley to come in to these shows. And then, of course, Spencer being out there and giving us calls from the track, and basically all of your involvement with even trying to get, you know, a little TV show going. So I want to, you know, thank you guys for that. And I wanted to start with Brooklyn. He graduated now, so it still probably feels like us, you know, that you're getting ready to go back to school in a couple of weeks. So what is your what are your plans for 2019?
I guess just kind of figure everything out would be the best way to describe it. I'm going to have to jump into the career field. Maybe move out. I've lived in the same house since I was born, never moved. So, I mean, if I got the job that I wanted, I'd be moving all the way to Charlotte. So I think 2019 is going to be a year of change, but a year of growth as well.
And so when you think about that, do you kind of look back at New Mexico as just, you know, kind of how special the place is? Or are you still so close that you can't really, fathom not having green chili at your fingertips?
Yeah, I'm pretty scared, to be honest with you, leaving my family, leaving New Mexico. Like I said, I've traveled for little vacations and stuff, but never been gone for a long period of time, leaving all of my friends, everything like that, leaving green chili, leaving Dion's. That's going to be a big one. Yeah, it's a little scary, but, you know, I think in life you just have to take that risk and see what happens. I mean, I always have a home back here. If things go bad, come back to my parents.
Absolutely. And Spencer, I mean, it's great. I mean, you do seem much more relaxed. I mean, you're graduating in May, and yet, you know, you already got your season kind of set. What are kind of some of your thoughts? I mean, post college. I mean, have you thought about how you're gonna kind of balance the racing life and the working life?
Yeah, it's gonna be a decision that I'm gonna have to make here pretty soon. Exactly how do I balance that, or is there a way to balance that?
Right.
It's gonna depend a lot on really just sponsorship side of it. I need to decide. You know, I've always wanted to move to North Carolina. I've always wanted to chase that NASCAR dream. I'm now kind of in a position with my age and my financial situation where being a NASCAR driver is probably less likely. So do I look in something like marketing's kind of something like
right.
what Brooklyn's looking into,
right?
That's what my degree's in. Or do I look at something more on the road as maybe some sort of mechanic or an engineer position or something like that? I have a lot of connections out there, but then again, you look at New Mexico, I've just solidified a deal for next season in a sprint car.
Right.
Another one of my dreams as a child.
Right.
Where I'm going to be running a full schedule in 2019. So it's just kind of a wait and see type thing. I know everybody at this age, 21, 22 years old, you're just kind of, you're waiting and seeing. You're figuring things out in life. And it's hard. It is really hard. You're trying to be independent, but you're kind of scared to do it. And I'm definitely that type of guy too. I'm independent enough to go make dumb decisions, but like I still want my parents to bail me out of that, you know?
Right.
So it's a lot of balance. It's gonna be interesting to see where things go, but I'm excited for it. I can't wait. I want to continue doing stuff with media. I love ESPN, Albuquerque. I love working with New Mexico Motorsports Report. I love racing, I guess, is the best way to put that.
Well, and I think that what we all have here is passion, and I got RJ on the line as well. RJ, you graduate in a year. Have we brought you over to the motorsports dark side yet?
Oh, totally have, David. I mean, I already have a few things planned out. When I visit, you know, family in Tennessee and other places, I want to go to some races and work on just learning more about the sport. Also, just, you know, finishing up school and, you know, doing my bits of travel, because I have moved and lived in a lot of places, but Albuquerque's always a place where, you know, family, friends, opportunities, and people like you guys where, you know, I could come back and, you know, feel at home, even though, you know, what life takes me somewhere, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, and I don't mean to ruin it for you guys, but hey, I'm 52 and still trying to figure it out. So as long as you follow your passion and you always lead with quality, and you know you have to decide, is it good enough for me? You know, because that's really the sign of, is this radio show as good as I can do? You know, I mean, we're even doing this Facebook Live thing, you know, now, and of course we had the camera fall on the floor, and I mean, is it good enough? You know, and you know, leave the last one, you know, like it was, race the last race like it, this is your last race, you know. And I mean, every time we put out a magazine now, the last couple ones, it's all been, hey, this could be it, and you know, let's leave it all out there, including what a fantastic article you did on Josh Jackson, and of course your coverage of the last race, you know, out at Southern New Mexico. And I tell you, getting RJ, you know, to do some stuff on local street racing, he wasn't even, you know, aware that it was necessarily happening. So the growth and the opportunities are there, the connections are there, and if you always lead with quality and passion, I don't think you'll ever be wrong. So hopefully that, you know, gives you a little bit as you head forward. And I think that's kind of the mantra for 2019. I mean, every time, you know, act like it's your last one. You know, leave it your best. Do the best you can. We're all humans. We're all going to make mistakes. Except, I'm going to talk a little schedule coming up. Except, never making mistakes. At 9 a.m., you have FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m., you got the Team High School Show, Scott Galitti, James Yotis. 11 a.m., the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. See, now wherever you go, there'll still be a Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. So it took us a long time to get a Chick-fil-A, but yeah, so Chick-fil-A Bowl, got Florida versus Michigan. You're enjoying that in progress. 2 p.m., Goodyear Cotton Bowl, Notre Dame versus Clemson. This is the first of the semifinals for the college football playoffs. 6 p.m., Capital One Orange Bowl. And you don't have to worry, that one's not going to start until the other one's done. Sunday the 30th. 11 a.m., you got the Cowboys versus the Giants, Chargers versus the Broncos, which simultaneously going on will be the Chiefs Raiders. So we'll see how that goes on. How would it feel to finish second, you know, and all of a sudden now you're a 5 seed? I'm talking about the Chargers because this is what's going to happen to them. 5 seed, and yet have one of the best records in the NFL. Anyway, nobody can respond to that because we're out of time. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels,
pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you're into it, we are into it.
107 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.